Nico.
Yeah.
I'm gonna change the background.
How's it going, Coach?
Good.
So, guys, we have Forge FC head coach and technical director Bobby Smirniotis with us. If you have a question, just use the raised hand icon. First one's going to go over to Louis B. Go ahead, Louis.
Coach, last year, you know, during your run at the Island Games, you talked about how hard it was to win, or how hard it is to win two championships. You're on the verge of three. Do you ever kind of stop and take a step back at what you guys have accomplished so far?
It's hard. I think I'll stop at the end of the season. We still have so much in front of us in what we're doing. Obviously, with now going to compete for a third championship. And then, you know, on Wednesday night, we're in CONCACAF semifinals. So I think I'll take some time in the off season to think about it. But we've got a lot of football ahead of us, that's for sure. But thoroughly enjoying every single part of it.
At what point do you shift the focus? I mean, has it already happened? Are you already looking towards Wednesday? Is this game in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, obviously the guys are in the locker room. They're enjoying this victory, and the staff is in our war room, and every single tactical board has already been switched over to FC Motagua. As I usually like to do from game to game, we do a quick switch over, make sure before we leave this place we know exactly what you know, we're doing the next day, but making sure that we're all in the same line when it comes to our next opponent. This is going to be a massive match for us. We're playing at home, so I like to go quick into the next opponent.
Thanks, Bobby. Congrats.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Charlie O'Connor Clark. Go ahead, Charlie.
Thanks. Hey, Bobby. Congratulations. Just what ended up making the difference in this match? I know that you were tied at halftime, but you guys had a pretty significant edge in the shots and possession and whatnot.
I think, you know, to be honest, I think we had a brilliant first half. You know, apart from a little bit of a miscommunication there on York's goal, we're brilliant, we're attacking. You know, the guys took the 3-4 points we gave tactically on the attacking side of things, and they executed. You know, we obviously wanted another goal in that first half. And then on the defensive end, the same thing. And that's the one thing we talk about. You know, there's the principles of play we have, and each game we'll look at, you know, two or three little tactical nuances that we look at. And I think the guys were spot on. You know, they went out there, they did that in the second half. You know, we just talked to them at halftime and told them it was a brilliant first half. You know, we had one mishap there, and we just have to keep on doing it. Always, though, respecting our opponent and where they can be good in those transition moments in York. They've shown to do that, and they've shown that they're a resilient team over the year, and you see that in the results with so many ties. So we just told guys to stick to it, be a little bit more bold, be a little bit more forward-thinking in the opponent's half, and I think, you know, that led to us scoring a couple of goals and also having some fantastic opportunities in the second half.
And maybe just one on Josh Navarro. He's another attacking piece that you guys have managed to get integrated. Just how impressed have you been with his ability to, you know, get integrated with the squad and make a difference?
Yeah, he's been excellent. It's like sometimes he's a guy for special missions when it comes to us, both in the CONCACAF League and in the league today. You know, we're missing both Emery Walshman and Mo Babuli, who just weren't ready to get out there today. And, you know, although this is a semifinal, we still have more games and another competition that's very important for us. But that's the belief we have in the squad. You know, that's the belief we have in the guys like Navarro, and you look at a player also like Rubens Bassius. You know, a lot of people will forget that Rubens joined us late in the season, and before this year, he maybe hasn't played an actual competitive game for over a year. And this is a guy who, and I may be wrong here, has 7 or 8 goals this season. Absolutely brilliant. And then, you know, Navarro's performance right from the beginning, and especially in the second half, he just picked it up, and he was excellent in all the zones we wanted him to be. He was there. He scores that that second goal that's very crucial for us, and he's got the header on the third goal. So, yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Thanks, Bobby.
Next to Brandon Q. Go ahead, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. Hey, Bobby, just congratulations on the win tonight. I want to maybe call back to something that was asked in the match preview about the importance of set pieces in a one-match playoff like this one, and obviously with the last goal there, set pieces again came into play. Just maybe a couple of words on that front.
Yeah, it's something we work on throughout the season. You know, it's not something that becomes a special mission in these playoff games and so on, because we know from global football that they play a difference. You know, in major tournament football, and even throughout the season, how many goals are scored from set pieces. So you try and stay within those margins. You try and stay within those percentages. And you look at the last two games we've had against York, going back to the last game in the league, we've scored a couple of set pieces there. And, you know, it's something that in a moment you can change a game, and you can also, hurt an opponent, really. And, sometimes it's not only the physical and the tactical that goes into it, but it's the mental component. And I think, we get that third goal off that set piece, and that deflates York towards the end of the game.
And maybe looking towards now that you've got through the semifinal, I know you're touching on it earlier with the quick turnover to Motagua, but just how do you manage a stint like this where now you're playing on Wednesday at home and then traveling back down south on the 1st and then coming back up to play that final on the 5th with the two legs that sandwiched in between these two CPL playoff games?
Yeah, I think I've said it before. I talked to a lot of people in global football and technical people, and they're amazed at what we're doing. They're amazed at the number of games we've played in a short span and how we keep on going and keeping a good level. So I don't know exactly what it is, but we're going to keep on doing that. And what that is just look at our rotations, try and keep the guys fresh as much as possible from game to game, and just use the momentum. Winning games goes a long way, so you use that momentum and you go. And right now we've got three games ahead of us, and the beauty of it is we don't want those to be our last three games. We want to make sure that we finish the season with five more matches, and that's us trying to advance in CONCACAF League. So the most important thing is you just look at Wednesday. You don't look ahead, don't look at the other games. Just put the plan in place, put the training plan in place. On how we're going to work with these guys, how we're going to manage their loads, and then just focus one game at a time. And I think that's the one thing we've done with the guys throughout the season. They've reacted very well to it, and we'll keep on that same formula.
Appreciate it, Bobby, and good luck down south.
Thank you.
Next to Steve Milton. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Bobby, and congrats. Just the manner in which the game unfolded with that late goal allowed you to do some of the things you've just talked about, which is save a bit of your rotation, right? Is that fair to say that?
Yeah, we would have liked it a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
We got a few guys, too, coming off the bench that, maybe we didn't want to push as well, so we pushed the starting 11 a little bit further into the match. It's also a difficult match sometimes to make those changes, the weather, the rain, this is all difficult in making sure that a player's up to speed and coming into the pitch.
Can you tell us, somebody in your organization, whether I probably you as well, has had at least some kind of peek at Motagua. What do you see there?
Yeah, it's an experienced team. When you look at Motagua, they're experienced in all their lines. They're an experienced team in CONCACAF League. They're an experienced team in players, older average age for the most part, especially in their defensive line. And they're a team that can mix it up. They're a team that can be technical, that can play a lot of football, but they're also a team that can be just outright physical on the pitch. And, that's what they bring and they pose in front of us. Wednesday night's important for us up here at Tim Hortons Field, somewhere where, not that we haven't done well in Central America, but, we need to make sure we use that to our advantage. Our fans, the stadium, the pitch, all of that allows us to play our brand of football and focus on ourselves primarily. And that's what we've done through all CONCACAF League. Again, we'll stick to our principles. We'll look at those little nuances in the opponent. We've got a great file on looking at them. We'll pick apart what I usually do, those three, four little aspects that I want the guys to focus on, and then we go from there.
When you say you have a great file on that, could you explain to the layman what that would mean?
What we do is we'll go in and scout probably about 10 of their matches, every individual player. So we have a complete file on each player, where they predominantly play, what they do, what their nuances are on the field, what they like to do more, where their strengths are, where their weaknesses individually, and then we also look at it from a team perspective and their attacking, defending, and their transition moments. But we'll dive into every single player individually as well. So that's, it's a quick turnaround. We'll produce that to the players tomorrow and give them some material on that, and then we go from there.
Well, they have played on many. I mean, one of the advantages that you like to take advantage of is your field, the size of it. Have they played on many fields, pitches this like this one, do you think?
They've got a couple of turf fields on Honduras. Majority of the teams are playing on grass, but yeah. The quality of ours, probably not, you know, the quickness of ours. Like I said, you know, their home field and most of the fields in Honduras are grass. So it'll be a little bit different for them. And obviously, the colder, the better.
Okay. Emery, do you think he'd be, I mean, pretty valuable in the international matches, right? And that's one of the reasons he was brought back.
We're
be ready for Wednesday?
We're going day to day on him, so it's something that gets reevaluated every day, and we just want to make sure that that it's right and we're ready to go.
I just want to ask one more question about CONCACAF, and that is the three guys who had the most experience in CONCACAF, and that would include Welshman, and really had outstanding last time that you played against Santos, right? And I'm assuming, can you comment on that a little bit and what that might mean moving forward against the Hondurans?
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, it's one of those things we've said that the CONCACAF League is something important for us for 2021. You know, getting into Champions League was a very important thing for us, and that's why we made some of these additions. You know, look at guys like Navarro and Omar Brown, players that play in the region, that know the region very well. You know, I think that just adds a different dimension to what we've had in the past, and bringing back Emery Welshman, who's obviously played a lot with Guyana's national team and so on. So I think, you know, you just always have to add that extra layer to the team. You know, you can't just be happy with winning the championship the year before. You have to see, it's how do we take it a next click better? And I think so far it's been working for us with the addition of those guys.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, I think that's it for today. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Brenda, we're doing Jimmy now.
All right, guys, so now we're going to be joined by York United head coach Jimmy Brennan. If you have a question, just use the raised hand icon. I'll call on you for one question and one follow-up question. Hey, Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
First question is going to go over to Charlie O'Connor Clark. Go ahead, Charlie.
Thanks. Hey, Jimmy, just let's start with maybe what you think was the difference today, because it was a close game, but they kind of pulled away at the end.
Yeah, it was a close game. I mean, look, there's no doubt they've got a lot of quality in their side. You know, we try to stay in that game. You know, obviously Michael coming off with being injured, it changed it a little bit for us. And, you know, we brought on Ija. Hopefully, you know, expecting to add a little bit more pace down the flanks. But, you know, I thought it was a decent match, but they just had that little bit more quality than what we did over the park.
Just what is it you say to the group after a game and the season ends like that? Just, and how proud are you, just how far they've come this year?
I'm very proud of them. And after the match, I told them right away, I said, look, guys, what you've been through as a group, team, how hard the season was to get to the playoffs. You know, it's been a great season for them. Obviously, they're disappointed because they wanted to get to the final. But the good thing is, you know, they've got a taste of it, and especially the young guys, they got a taste of how hard a grueling season can be after 28 games. Then they got a taste of playoffs, so they gained an awful lot of experience throughout this season. And as a group, I couldn't be any more proud of them. And same with the older players. I thought they were such big influences in that dressing room this year. They kept the dressing room tight. And we had a good bunch of players that bought into what we were doing. And I thought it was a very good season for us as a club overall. But obviously, look, it's like everybody. I mean, I'm disappointed. I wanted to get to a final. So did the players. We wanted to win it. But we've got an awful lot to build on. We got some very good quality there, and I think it's just adding the right pieces to make our squad a little bit stronger.
Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Next to Brandon Q. Go ahead, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. Hey there, Jimmy. Obviously, sort of saying similar sentiment there, with the fact that you guys have had a great season, but just, you know, falling short at the final hurdle here. But just maybe in a similar vein, and wanted to ask about where you go from here to next season. I know, you know, appreciating the fact that not everyone, you know, will return as necessitates, but just how does the experience from this season and this whole playoff experience translate not only to the younger guys but also to the old guys there in the locker room?
Well, I think you take a little bit of time off and then you have to reassess the squad and look at it. Think what pieces you need that's going to make it stronger. Yeah, what players are you plan on keeping for next season? And you know, there's a lot that will go into it. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of discussions as well behind the scenes of how we want to progress moving forward. But we are moving in the right direction. We've got a great core, and it's just finding those extra pieces that are going to make you even stronger, so that you can compete and get to the final next season.
Perfect. And I know it's been a tough season, I think, for a lot of people, for the league as well, for everyone, really, you know, just given the circumstances of the world we're still in. But maybe, I guess, just, you know, with how people were predicting the team were going to perform at the start of the season, is there just anything that you want to say to them based off of tonight's performance?
No, I don't want to say anything. As pundits and analysts and fans, you're absolutely entitled to your opinion of where you think teams are going to end up, and you know, you can say whatever you like. That, you know, at the end of the day, that doesn't affect me. What journalists, reporters say about our team and where they think we're going to end up, but it's us. Once we close that door and we're in that dressing room, we're sitting with the players, we've got a job to do as coaches, and it's to get the best out of these players and improve them and help with their development and try to provide as much resources as we can to make them successful. And I think myself and the staff, I thought we'd done a very good job this year under the situation that we were under and the circumstances. So, you know, it was a lot of work behind the scenes. But I'm absolutely delighted and proud of our squad, of how much we fought this season, how much we've improved as the season went on, and to finish where we did in the standings. And obviously, you know, even today, I thought it was a good performance, but we were just missing that little bit extra, that little extra quality that Forge had on the night. You know, and I think next season, if we can add a couple of pieces to make us stronger, those 12 draws that we have, it'd be nice if we can turn half of them into wins by being a little bit more clinical at times. And that changes the whole dynamic and pushes you even further up the table. And I think it makes you even compete even more.
I suspect you'll answer yes to this question, but I will just ask it for the sake of it, really. I don't want to insinuate that the lack of expectations, you know, from the media had anything to do with the whole season at hand, but just with regards to the whole season, you know what, I've forgotten the question I was going to ask. I'll maybe just pose it this way, whether this team, you know, did better or worse, given the circumstances, just certainly, you know what, that chasing that question down is a lost cause. Just want to say congratulations on the season you've had there, and good luck with whatever the off season entails.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and that's it for today.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So next, we're going to have attacker Tristan Borges from Forge FC.
What is that? What do you mean? It's orange? Just because it's nighttime and messy.
I know, but you're not defending your
field. I am not the field.
I know, I don't want to look good in green anyways.
Oh.
Hey, Tristan, how's it going?
I'm all right. I'm good. Tired, but good.
All right, guys, we got Tristan Borges with us now. If you have a question, just use the raised hand icon, and I'll call you for one question and one follow-up question. First one's going to go over to Louis Butko. Go ahead, Louis.
Tristan, can you just kind of flag your pad? I know you still have some games that needs to be kind of 9 minutes away for this team to have a third straight Canadian Premier League championship.
Louis, I'm going to be honest with you. The beginning of that question, I did not hear. Did not hear that question.
Okay, well, just getting you to reflect on just the crazy year you've had. Obviously, you weren't with the team to start, but you know things have obviously changed, and now you're 90 minutes away from straight.
Yeah, it's been a short but long year at the same time, if that really makes sense. But you know, all I can really say is that I'm just very proud of the guys. We've been performing very, very well. We've been you know, in big games we keep showing up, and this is just another game to show it. But at the end of the day, we knew that today was just really going to be all about the hard work and the intensity that we put in, because we knew that that's what they were going to bring in. So I'm very, very proud of the guys, and it's another CPL finals for us. So it's just about focusing on the next one. I say this every single time, you know, we can enjoy it now, but as of tomorrow, we're already looking at the next game, which is going to be CONCACAF, which is big for us. But at the end of the day, it's just we go game by game. Now every game we play is just as important as the next.
Right. Thanks, Tristan. Congrats.
Thank you.
Next to Charlie O'Connor Clark. Go ahead, Charlie.
Thanks. Hey, Tristan, congratulations. You know, Bobby said just now that he thought you guys had a really good first half, and just at halftime he told you guys to kind of stick with it. Just what do you think made the difference today?
I think it was just consistency of press, of being comfortable in the ball, keep doing what we were doing, what we knew, what we had to do to win the game. And at the end of the day, we knew that just football-wise, as long as we play well, we'll always, you know, have goals, have chances and stuff like that. But when it comes to games like this, when it comes to important games where it's do or die, it's really all about the intensity at the end of the day and the hard work, because every team always, you know, if you're in a game like this, obviously the quality is there, right? So it's just kind of more on who wants it at the end of the day. And I think our team really showed up when time was needed. And again, I've been saying it since the halftime thing, but I'm very, very proud of the guys. You know, we put in another shift, and at the end of the day, we know it's the next game is just as important, right? But it's very good for us to be in another finals, and was something definitely to be proud of.
You guys obviously have another big one coming up in just a few days on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. How quickly do you guys have to turn the mentality over, turn the focus over? Do you have any time to enjoy this?
Tonight. That's really it. But, I mean, We're kind of used to it the whole season, right? The season's been like this. Every three games, it's another game, right? So, at the end of the day, it's not normal, to play such important games in 3 days every single time. But it's been a very, very busy month. But the players have been, you know, total professionals, taking care of their bodies and, you know, doing as much as they can to continuously be able to perform as what we did. So it's just about just being a professional and keeping your body as fit as can. And if your name is called, you know, you put in a performance.
Sure. Thanks, Tristan.
No problem.
And next we're going to go to Tiago. Go ahead, Tiago.
Thank you, Brandon. Hey, Tristan, congrats on reaching the final again. Yeah, like I said, you reached the final again. And I was just wondering how it felt to be part of this group and being able to maybe win two trophies if you go all the way in the CONCACAF League. And, yeah, just what's the feeling in the club and just how do you feel to be able to do this again?
It's an amazing feeling. It's kind of a feeling where it's hard to describe unless you're experiencing it. But at the end of the day, I said it also in the first year, you know, in the beginning of the year, you set yourself a goal individually and as a team. And for us, it's just about achieving those goals. And my biggest thing is it's always been like that and it always will be like that. It's just about winning. You know, at the end of the day, players can always look at individual things, which is important for individual players, but at the end of the day, you know, if you win, that's always the most important thing, trophies and just having those things to always look back at and memories. And this team that we have is special, just as the first team that we had was special when I was a part of it. But it's been a very difficult year with a lot of games and short periods of time. And I'm very, very proud of the guys, the way we've been performing and against competition. And it's definitely something to be proud of, and it's a special moment. But at the end of the day, it's you know, we have to focus on the next game. You know, obviously we can be proud of what we've been doing. Of course it is. But at the end of the season, when everything is over with, that's when you can kind of reflect on how the season went as a team and individually. But in the moment, we got to kind of be in the moment and just focus on the next game, because we got a lot of games still in small periods of time, and it's important games. So obviously we're proud of what we just accomplished right now. And obviously a lot of the players, we're all going to celebrate just for tonight. But as of tomorrow, we already got another game to look at. So it's definitely something to be proud of, but the job's not finished. So I'm very proud of the guys, and we still have a few games to go.
And now that you have two more trophies on the line, if you could only win one, which one would you choose?
No, I want both. I want both. There's no only one. I want both. That's all I want. All right.
Thank you so much, Tristan, and good luck in CONCACAF League in the final.
Thank you.
And next we'll go to Brandon Q. Go ahead, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. Hey, Tristan. Congrats on the win tonight. Just maybe wanted to ask you on, especially that first goal, since you had such a good view of it with the assist there. Just maybe speak on Lubens and the season he's had up to this point.
He showed up. He's been showing up. The games he comes in, he scores goals. At the end of the day, he's a striker, and that's his most important attribute to have. And he's been scoring. I mean, that's really all you could say. Obviously, there's certain things where, you know, us, like me as a midfielder, I'm proud to see. Right when I look up, I see the movement that he's making, and that's something good as a midfielder to see. And just me, it's just about giving him the opportunity to score, which I did today. I saw the run that he made, and I wanted to give him the opportunity to try to score and help the team out, and that's exactly what he did. So kudos to him, and a great, great finish and a great game. But him and as an individual, he stepped up to the plate multiple times this year, and I'm sure if his name is called again in the future right now, he's going to do the same thing. He has a great mentality, and just proud of him so far this year.
And maybe building on that last question about both the CONCACAF League finals, both legs of those, the CPL final coming up in 2 weeks. Just, and I asked Bobby about this early as well, but how do you guys, you know, manage that load, knowing that early in the season you guys are playing 3, 4, 5 games in 2 weeks, and now you've got a little bit of extra time in between each of these games to sort everything out?
I'm going to be honest with you, it doesn't really feel like that. It always feels like there's another game in a few days and everything like that. But it's just about, you know, ourselves just managing our bodies and just being a professional, taking care of our bodies, you know, after the games and, you know, recovery and stuff like that. But, you know, all athletes know that it takes a lot of work during season to just consistently stay fit. You know, there's been a lot asked of us this year, and I think we've showed up. You know, all players have done their best to be available as much as we can. But, I mean, as a player, these are the games you want to play, right? So we can always just complain that it's a lot of games in a small period of time, but You know, months ago, we didn't even know if we were going to have games, you know, before the season and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, we're just happy to at least prolong our season this much. And to be able to be fighting for championships is really, really important. And that's what we're doing.
For sure. And maybe I will just ask you this very quickly. Has this really sunk in yet? Or is this something that will sink in for you, you know, closer to the end of the season, even after the end of the season?
Yeah, I think at the end of the season, that's when I'll kind of take time and reflect on how the season went individually and as a team. But it's just about going day by day. And, you know, we accomplished what we wanted to accomplish up to this point. But I'm going to keep saying the job's not finished, right? You know, at the end of the day, it's to win the championship. Okay, we just won a game in the semifinals. But at the end of the day, we want to win the championship. So that's really the most important thing. And we've already created history in our league, you know, in CONCACAF. And for us, it's just, you know, staying positive and going in there and putting another performance in that. So, like I said, these are the games you want to play in, you know, to be playing for something, to be playing for a championship, and especially CONCACAF League, which is big. These are exciting moments right now, for not for me individually, but also as a club. So these are definitely the moments you want to be a part of.
Appreciate it, Tristan, and good luck with the last three games of the season.
Thank you.
And we'll wrap up now with Steve Milton. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Tristan, congratulations. Could I ask you to look a bit forward to Wednesday? Do you know anything about Motagua?
We're looking towards it. We wanted to go game by game, and we knew that this was just as important, right? At the end of the day, we have our goals, right? You have one goal to win the league, and this game is really, really important. So you can't really look too far ahead, but I'm sure tomorrow we're going to have things set up, and I know for a fact the coaches are already working on things tonight.
What about CONCACAF in general? You've spoken about it before. Would you mind speaking about it again? I mean, you seem to enjoy that.
It's very important. Everybody knows it. But as an individual, those are the games you want to play in. You want to go as far as you can. You know, a lot of exposure individually, but also as a club. You know, I think the league's been doing very, very well. But obviously us as a club, Forge FC, we've been doing very, very well. But at the end of the day, we deserve what we've been getting. You know, we've been playing well. The rotation between the team has been amazing, but CONCACAF is a great competition to be playing in, right? So it's something to be proud of on what we've done. But again, it's just about focusing day by day, and we still got more games to go. Once the season's done, that's something that we can look on after. But as of right now, we got games to play.
Great. Thanks.
No problem.
All right, Tristan, that's it for tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a good night.
You too, Tristan. And that concludes today's post-match press conference. Thank you to everyone for joining us.
Thank you, Brent.